Right. I mean, let's face it. Look at the change in the culture in the NBA in 2 years, and it wasn't just the clothing thing, but there is a different mentality among the players, and these guys understand that the key, the gold at the end of the rainbow, is not this year in Tokyo, it's in China.
Well, I would hope so, but I'm not sure that the general public sees it that way, and I agree with you. There has been a sea change in the NBA, and I was just up in Bristol a couple of days ago, and we were talking about that fact that this last playoff run was so magnificent that there has been a change. Not only people that enjoy the NBA embracing it, but that people who may have distanced themselves from it have come back to the fold, and that there's a question as to how do we build on that and how does the NBA build on that. And my concern is that those naysayers, the nabobs of negativity, if you will take this opportunity, if we don't win gold, to say, see, same old, same old. And I agree with you. Progress has been made. The selection process has been improved, the attitude and commitment of the players has changed, but here's an important element that has not changed, and this is the troubling part that I've seen evolve, and could have been done differently, certainly against Senegal as a practice game, is we still play an NBA-style game. We still play an NBA-style offense. We still try to shortcut things by using our athleticism to overwhelm teams, and international teams at this point are just too good for that. If we're not going to learn how to run international sets, to move the ball, to play a different style than is played in the NBA, then I'm not sure if we ever get back to winning gold on a regular basis.